this episode, we hear from Lee Connolly. Lee Connolly runs his own podcast called The Skinny Gene Gardener, which is a fantastic listen if you have time. And he talks to us about the power of gardening and the importance of getting young people involved. We also talk about his experience on Blue Peter and meeting Jamie Oliver. Why is gardening so important to you?
Do you know what? For me, it's all about, always about getting kids into gardening, but it means more to me now. I started 7 years ago, and then 5 years ago, I had my daughter, and it meant even more because it's about spending time together. And we've created so many memories together. Like, I got a garden when she was 2 months old.
Wow.
And I'm not saying she remembers that, but what I've noticed a lot more is she's got a lot more interactive with it. She wants to get out there. Even she's asking me more, where it used to be me saying, come on, Olive, let's go outside, let's do some gardening. Now she's saying, can we get out there? Can we do stuff? So yeah, that's what it's all about for me, mate.
Nah, brilliant. And so I know, even from my own experience, teaching experience, there's some kids that absolutely love, you know, gardening, getting out there. Sometimes kids tell us they don't always have those opportunities in school. Like, for you, do you think, or what do you think that would be the benefits if, you know, schools embrace gardening a little bit more and children could get involved?
There's a massive thing that I think there's a lot of education that can be put into gardening.
Okay.
When I first started this, it was like, oh, I'm gonna get gardening put in the curriculum. I'm gonna make it a lesson. And actually, my way of thinking, like, I recently went on tour and got 10,000 kids gardening in 1 week. So we visited loads and loads of schools. And one of the things I realised was actually doing that is probably not the best thing, because we want gardening to be fun.
Yeah.
But teachers can actually get gardening into lessons and get kids outside. I mean, that's the biggest thing, getting them outside and making lesson out there, and maybe getting their hands messy at the same time. Yeah. So there's loads of things we can do for that. But it's mainly about giving support to the teachers. That's one of the things. I'm not expecting all loads of teachers to be gardeners. So there's a massive gap at the moment for resources for teachers to even do that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We've spoke to some young people the last few weeks about, you know, the situation we're in at the moment. And loads of them have said when they go back to school, they just want to have the opportunity to get outside. So that kind of backs up a lot of what you're saying. Something that could help, I know you've written a book, Lee, called How to Get Kids Gardening. A bit of a mutual connection as well, because I know Jen, who's one of our ambassadors, helped you publish the book. Can you tell us a bit about the book and the messages inside?
Well, it's imaginatively named How to Get Kids Gardening, but it's all the ideas that I've done with my daughter, to be honest with you, and that I've seen work. And I've done quite a few projects over the last few years, like designing show gardens around kids' stuff, and not been pressured, but tried to have expensive gardening things for kids pushed into the garden. I've been like, no, that's not what I'm about. I want it to be accessible for everyone.
Yeah.
So all the ideas in the book are just really simple, upcycled, recycled makes, which I think is important, especially, like, it goes back to that thing where I said about the teachers. I don't expect them all to be gardeners. Same with parents. I don't expect them to be gardeners. So putting a block in the way of which is money, which, you know, no one's got loads of money just to throw about on gardening. So removing that from it is the best way to get them out there. I didn't want to write a book where the kids could flick through it, find a garden and make, and then the next thing the parents are splashing out 100 quid.
Yeah, of course.
Thinking, oh, cheers, Lee. Thanks for that, mate.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, that links really well into what we're all about as well, is making sure that, you know, children from whatever background they come from, whatever abilities they may have, they're able to access all the things that are on offer. So there's some really good points there. If I talk about children as well, I have to mention Blue Peter. I know from reading a bit about you, you've done some bits, or you used to do some bits with Blue Peter. Can you tell us a bit about your experience there?
Right. So when I got when I got into this, I used to be such a big Blue Peter fan. Like, I used to absolutely love it. I fell into this media world of gardening, which I absolutely love now. And we got a call from Blue Peter saying, "Do you want to come and do some bits?" Yeah. And I was like, "Yeah." And I've got a blue. I don't know where the Blue Peter badge is. Somewhere.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
I still wear it around the house, but it doesn't get any respect as much anymore. But it was all about, again, it comes back to that thing where we're recycling, upcycling, making stuff out of bits and bobs, like here's one I made earlier sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it worked really well, and I absolutely loved it. Like, some of the makes in the book are from the show that I did. And you know, we were really proud. We were the first ones to take an allotment up there. So we built an allotment up in the new Blue Peter garden area. And bringing that grow your own thing to kids is really important, and getting them learning about it. So yeah, Blue Peter, man. Yeah, who would have thought it? Even I don't think my mum and dad still believe me that I was on it, but
the proof's there. Yeah, it happened. Yeah. You touched on something there, that the young people that are involved in the multi-schools vote on key things that they want to like focus on. And one of them was global warming and pollution. It's a big issue that obviously a lot of people are talking about at the moment. You mentioned there about, you know, recycling and being able to use things again in the garden. Like, can you just maybe elaborate that on that a bit more? You said about it not having to be expensive. Like, what kind of things could kids do and use when they get outside?
Well, the great thing, I mean, around our area at the moment of what's going on, the great thing is that they've stopped. I mean, they are collecting it now once a month, but they've stopped collecting recycling.
Okay.
And I had loads of people moaning about it, and I was like, actually, this is the best thing to happen, because you've literally got so many different things. You can make stuff like cardboard tubes. I can't even tell you how many cardboard tubes I've got, mate.
Yeah.
But to use them to sow seeds in is absolutely perfect. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
All this plastic that we recycle, which is great. Well, not great. You know, using not fantastic thing, but it still happens. There's no way getting away from it. Like, I'm a realist about this sort of thing.
Yeah.
In my book, I've got ideas around plastic bottles. And, you know, I don't use as many plastic bottles, but I do know that when we are out and about, and maybe I forget to get Olive a drink, we walk into a shop, it comes in a plastic bottle. So, you know, there's no getting away from it at the moment with them sort of things. But creating something just makes that worth it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
The biggest thing I'm amazed by, and even for me, I've only really, I mean, I shouldn't probably admit this, but I've only really been into recycling in the past 5-6 years. I'm still trying to get my mum and dad to listen and do some.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing, the amazing thing I've realised is, speaking to kids, is that it's in the forefront of their head. They're always thinking about it.
Yeah.
Which means we're bringing up a generation that knows about recycling. Even Olive, who's 4 and a half, knows that we should recycle.
Yeah.
Which is fantastic.
It's fantastic, yeah. Definitely. And it is about giving them the voices, you know, to like create a better future. They're going to be the ones living it, aren't they? So I want to touch on something else as well. When I was reading about you, Lee, I seen that you've done some work with Jamie Oliver before.
Yeah, Jamie, yeah.
Yeah. So that really interested me, because when we go into schools, we talk about things like being dyslexic, having autism. We also talk about ADHD as well. And I know from looking into stuff, Jamie was diagnosed with ADHD in his childhood. Can you just talk a little bit about what your experiences were of working with Jamie Oliver?
Do you know, you'd never know it from him working with him. He's such, I mean, don't get me wrong, he's got a big team around him, which is brilliant. But yeah. I mean, look what the guy's created for himself.
Absolutely, yeah.
You'd never really, I mean, to be honest with you, it never even come into my head about that sort of thing when I worked with him. He's such a nice guy as well. Like, I mean, you can imagine how many people want to get in touch with him and do stuff with him. And, you know, we message each other. I'm not saying that I've got his mobile number or nothing, but we message each other now and again.
Tap you up after this. Yeah,
that's it, yeah. We message each other on Twitter, like, even about the book, he was really supportive over it and stuff. So,
brilliant.
You know, for someone like that, like, I use him as an inspiration. Him and Joe Wicks is two of my biggest people that I inspire to like be in the future. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, the things they've done for fitness and for food, I want to do for gardening. I think that's
absolutely
so important.
Yeah, well, that's exactly how we use Jamie. I mean, again, without talking to him, we don't know his story, but obviously there is stuff out there, and that's how young people are like, wow, you know, like, I've got ADHD. That doesn't mean I can't go and do the things I want to do, because Jamie's living proof of that.
Yeah, look, his work ethic is crazy. Like, him and Jimmy... I hope Jamie don't listen to this, but
yeah.
So I know Jamie through Jimmy. I'm not saying Jimmy don't work as hard as Jamie, but they're both the same age. And if you look who looks a little bit older, oh, I shouldn't have said this, but you know what I mean? Like, Jamie's constantly working. He's constantly banging stuff out. And I think that's incredible work ethic.
That might put pressure on Jamie now. He might have to come and do a podcast now if he hears this.
We won't after I've said that, mate.
In response. No, that's great. I think, so building on from that, what I wanted to get to is obviously all that we're about is giving young people a voice and breaking down perceptions towards children with SEN and mental health difficulties. In your opinion, Lee, what's the importance of like equality within education and making sure, you know, we all learn in different ways. We all have different talents. What is the importance for you, obviously with your daughter going into school as well, in that everyone, no matter who they are, is embraced and we promote equality?
I think it all comes down to, it's given the kids freedom outside and not putting too much structure on it. If getting outside in the garden should not be too structured. Do you know what I mean?
So
the kids can learn to however they want to learn. Give them a task and then let them do what they want. One of the things I do with Olive is I say what we're doing and I let her do it.
Yep.
Even if she does it wrong, it doesn't matter because she's getting out there and do it. Like, we sowed some seeds the other week. She made a bit of a mess of it. I stood back and was like, that's okay, don't worry about it. Like, she loved it. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, she remembers that.
Yep.
So it is just giving that freedom, to be honest with you, and letting each child learn how they want to learn. Because gardening shouldn't be, you know, this is how you do it. I mean, there's things you should do. But to begin with, it shouldn't be like that. Getting them outside is the biggest thing. So, yeah, just no structure to things, mate. That's how I live life.
Yeah, good. No, I think that's a really important message. A lot of our children will relate to that because actually, you know, a lot of them call for being able to be more free and express themselves a little bit more. We've got a podcast from a young person talking about that. So that links in really, really nicely. I've got just a couple of final things to ask you, Lee. You've given some really good stuff there around gardening and the importance of getting outside. We've got three random questions because we like to ask some random questions at the end.
Brilliant.
So they're the three Fs. What's your favourite type of flower?
Oh, my favourite flower. Nasturtiums at the moment.
Yep.
My favourite one. They're a good companion plant, mate. So if you grow them next to runner beans, it stops any pests from coming to them.
Brilliant. Great advice there as well. Your favourite food?
Favourite food? Oh, pizza.
Pizza. What type?
Big pizza fan. Not mentioning the brand, but Mighty Meaty, mate. All the meat.
Available from any brands. And favourite film?
Favourite film is Yes Man.
Just one final thing as well. Do you want to just mention you've got a podcast and you get over 100,000 listeners. Final bit of advice on how we get more people listening to this and a bit about your podcast.
Do you know what? It's one of them things. So when I started the podcast, it was either do podcasting or do YouTube, and you'll get the same advice either way, is just keep it going. So I go every single, in fact, I'm going every single day at the moment, but every single week, show up, no matter what, show up there so people know if you're coming on Thursdays, it'll be in people's heads, I'm going to be listening on Thursdays. So just keep showing up, man. That's the biggest thing. And I'm on my third, just 3.5 years of doing this now. And, you know, it works in the end. But it's a long con, do you know what I mean? Like, it just takes time. People expect things to happen overnight. And it doesn't work like that.
Yep. Okay, fantastic. Thank you. And we're going to keep going with it and keep talking to people like yourself. So thank you very much, Lee. And take care. Look after yourself.
Everyone is different and special in their own way. We should be including everyone, so let's start today.